Hello everyone, welcome back to the Gamers Workshop, the show where we review the creative elements that make up your favorite games. This week we have Amrit, who's going to show...
What's up guys? Wait, I'm Amrit. What's up guys? I am Amrit, and in this third episode of the Gamers Workshop, I am going to be covering the greatest family-friendly, you know, game of, like, all time, Grand Theft Auto V, guys. Let's freaking go. And I am hosted by Stuart, David, and, of course, Ansh, our host. So, guys, what's everyone's introduction to GTA, V, and how did you guys first know about this game?
This was in, probably grade 6 when I went to India. And I visited my cousin's house, right? And my mom was like, go play with your cousin, right? So my cousin was a lot older than me, right? So he showed me this game where you could, drive a car. And I was like, shoot, bro, this game is sick, man. I'm, driving this car so fast. The police are chasing me and everything. That game was GTA 5. That was my first encounter with it. I don't actually own the game, but I did watch Vanoss play the game so much, hundreds of episodes in that game, and I don't even think I know the story. I just know the mods and everything about that game.
My first experience with that game is weird because there's a kid in my class in elementary school who had a knockoff on his iPad and he was playing it. I'm like, what the hell are you playing? And he's like, oh, it's this knockoff of GTA 5. And then upon research, I watched a couple of YouTube videos on it, and then a few years ago, I got into watching more YouTube on it. Smitty. You guys know Smitty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and his mod videos are so funny, where he plays as the Kermit skin. And I don't know. They're just silly. I also don't know the story. It's just I know the mod videos.
I would have to say my first introduction to GTA 5, it's a little strange. Back when I was a kid, I used to have a huge Angry Birds phase. That was my favorite game, my favorite game series. And one day I came across a video of it was an Angry Birds mod in GTA 5. You know, the birds, they were crashing into people, driving cars, and I was just totally fascinated. You know, I was just totally blown away.
Mine, so basically I've playing the GTA series basically ever since I was 5, which sounds a bit crazy because I was a small kid, but basically the first console game that I ever played was GTA Vice City on the PSP. From then I seen the preview for GTA 5, and then I bought the game on my PS3, and then I just fell in love with the game. So our next question, so Minecraft, obviously GTA 5 is famous for their influencers. What's everyone's favorite GTA 5 influencer? It can be Jelly, Vanoss, or so what's everyone's favorite influencer or content creator?
It's gotta be Vanoss for me, dude.
Vanoss, okay.
Yeah,
Smitty and his crew, which Smitty, I think he's connected to Vanoss.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they collab in some videos.
Yeah, they're in each other's videos.
Vanoss from Canada, or is that a different YouTuber?
Yeah, Vanoss is from Canada, and Smitty's
from Toronto.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay. David.
Yeah, I really liked watching the Sidemen play GTA 5. That was what I was into.
Okay. All right. Yeah, honestly, all great picks. Personally, I was also big fan of Vanoss. They're the most funniest group, I'd say. So our next question of our favorite family-friendly game, what are your guys' thoughts on kids playing GTA 5?
That's quite a controversial topic. You want to get our podcast canceled? No,
okay. Just I don't know, personal opinions, bro, if you like.
Honestly, because I don't know the actual story, I wouldn't know too much about what the game actually entails. But how different is it from people playing COD, little kids playing COD, Call of Duty, or
definitely worse because there's obviously more gore, there's gore, nudity, there's more swearing, definitely more extreme than COD. So
I mean, I personally know a few of my closest friends who grew up playing GTA.
Okay.
They're not too messed up.
Okay. That's good.
They're like 80% there.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's like pretty good.
It really depends what you do in the game as well.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I guess, you know?
Okay.
If you're using the game to, you know, drive around town or like complete missions or whatever, I think it's fine. If you're using the game to do something else.
But, like, what do those missions entail, though?
That's like, honestly, question. From what I've seen, it's like just robbery missions or like, you know,
basically that.
Like stealth missions, that type of stuff.
I didn't really play GTA 5 as a kid, so like I don't have any strong opinions on it. I mean, if you're like 5 years old, you probably shouldn't be playing GTA 5.
Amrit.
Honestly. But like, I don't know, maybe if you're like a teen or something, I feel like
teen is like good.
Better.
Okay.
Because like too young is like, no, not.
Yeah.
You definitely shouldn't be. But then like when you get to like teenager, you know, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, that's like
it should be fair enough, fine.
At the end of the day, it's really up to the parents.
It's their choice. Yeah, exactly.
Now, obviously, so like basically, I'd say the most hyped game as of, you know, now is the next GTA, that being GTA 6. What's everyone's thoughts on that, like, you know, game and the overall hype around that, you know, game?
It's going to be the biggest game of all time.
100%. Probably, yeah. I like the memes where it's like, we got this before GTA 6.
Yeah.
Because it's taken
forever to come out.
Exactly. Like, honestly, how I feel about the hype, I actually haven't heard much.
Really?
Okay. Like, maybe I'm just on the wrong side of YouTube for that.
Probably,
or something. Because,
yeah.
Like, I know there's a lot of hype behind it.
Yeah.
But, like, most of the hype that I've heard was about Hollow Knight Silksong.
Huh.
Okay. Have you not heard? No.
We're on two different parts of the internet, my friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, GTA 6, like, you know, drops next, like, May. It's, like, I think May 26, 2020, like, you know, 6. So, I don't know if you guys have a PS5. Yes, exactly.
Cursed launch.
Cursed launch. But, yeah, that's, like, you know, basically it. And our final, like, you know, question is, what's everyone's funniest memory or story watching or playing GTA 5?
Whenever I got Subway, like whenever my parents got Subway, I loaded up a Vanoss GTA video and just got to work, man.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. It was like a habit. So those were my like most fondest memories about the game. Like, I haven't played it, but in terms of watching it, like, watching it while you're eating Subway, you know, like.
Basically, like, during COVID, I was binging Smitty's series on it.
Okay.
And I had a great time watching those videos, like, while eating lunch, doing homework.
Okay.
And one particular moment that stands out to me that I still remember, which is so funny, they're all, like, the different skins and the mods.
Mm-hmm.
And Smitty was playing as a little rat for some reason. He gets in a car, he starts driving, and then as he gets out of the car, because he's so small, he falls and he dies getting out of the door. I don't know, I thought that was pretty funny.
That's crazy. Are any funny, like, you know, stories?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like I probably, like, watched and played GTA 5, like, the least out of everyone here. But
okay. All good.
But, yeah, like I said, like, watching the Sidemen, they do, like, races, like, different racetracks and stuff, and, yeah, I just really enjoyed watching that, and the banter between, you know, all the members.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, not for sure.
Does anyone remember Car Darts?
Car Darts.
Car Darts?
Oh, yes, I used to, oh, yes.
You guys get, like, the racing videos, like, on those weird tracks that they build in the game?
Yeah.
Those are
really the colorful fun tracks, those are fun.
Yeah.
I like it's the under mini every games.
TikTok video.
Yeah,
oh yeah, the God. Ones that play under every video.
How can you miss it?
Hooks you in, bro. It's like instant, like, you know, brain, like, you know,
brain candy. Melting.
Yeah,
brain
it's like beer, like candy. All right, so my funniest memory. So I don't know if you guys know, the opening screen is a girl in a bikini, right? So basically, this one time, right, I, like, you know, family over. And me and my cousins were opening up the game on these big TV, right? And then next thing you know, that girl with the bikini pops up. But thankfully, and my uncle's aunt's parents and, like, you know, weren't paying attention. So it was, like, you know, all good. But yeah, that was, I don't know.
Close call, bro.
Very, very, you know,
close. Should have spammed the PlayStation home button, bro.
Really, but no, yeah, bro.
Load up Minecraft.
Like, oh my God, bro.
I'm just playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so our next question, guys. What are your guys' like overall, like, thoughts and opinions on the creative elements of GTA 5.
From a viewer's standpoint or from a, like, a player's standpoint?
I mean, because any, like, you know, like, guys haven't, like, played it, I'm gonna, like, you know, say, like, viewers. So, from a viewer's standpoint, what's, like, y'all's, like, thoughts?
This seems to be a common occurrence with, like, popular games like Fortnite that we've already talked about, Minecraft that we've already talked about. The sheer amount of ways that you can play the game, again, like, from what I've heard, there are, like, missions that you could do. There are mods, of course. So you mm-hmm. can literally choose, like, ways to play the game that even the developers haven't thought of, right?
Yeah.
So, again, giving the player or the viewer, again, different ways to watch or play the game, it seems to be a common trend that we're seeing right now with popular games.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's a, like, you know, great, like, answer. Okay, no. Anyone else?
Ansh pretty much said.
Ansh pretty much said it.
Said it.
I really like, you know, obviously the game's very, it's a very large scale game. You know, it's got a huge map.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's got realistic graphics for its time. I think, yeah, like, at that time, like, there weren't many games that could compete with it in terms of just, like, the sheer scale of the game.
100%.
And, you know, the amount of development and, like, Easter eggs and, like, voice lines they must have recorded and all that, you know?
Oh, yeah, and also speaking, like, you know, of that, it's actually, like, been almost, I believe, 14 years since GTA, like, you know, 5, which is, like, crazy.
Wow.
Because it, like, dropped in, I believe, 2012. So yeah, it's and also going back to GTA 6, assuming and you guys are gonna, like, you know, play it, what are, like, you know, guys's wish list for that
wish game? It were under $100.
Okay, but, like, in terms of the, like, actual, like, game, like, what are things that you, like, want, like, in that, like, game, if you, like, guys are gonna, you know, buy it or, like, play it?
I'm probably a bit biased because I like games where there's, like, an impressive moveset, like Mario Odyssey or, you know, Sonic games. Mm-hmm. So just having, like a moveset, I guess, that you can do to parkour or do, like, cool things in the game.
That'd be, yeah.
I don't know how the games work, but I'd like... You guys ever play Baldur's Gate 3?
I've seen videos of it.
Basically, yeah. It's like a telltale game, like Minecraft story mode, where your choices influence the story and how things play out differently. I don't know if that's how that, like, how GTA works, but that would be really cool. Okay. I think
cool. David,
honestly, this is very specific, but I just want, like, a really nice map.
Okay.
Just, like, really nice map that you can just explore for hours on end, like side quests and stuff, like, just so many things to do, you know, because you know, I may not have played GTA 5, but I did play Red Dead Redemption 2, which is made by Rockstar.
Classic.
And that's, like, my favorite game of all time, you know, and that game is so large scale, just, like, there's so much to do, the map is so beautiful, so, you know, I really just hope we get that in GTA 6, you know, just, like, nice, beautiful maps, cities, and stuff like that.
Also, speaking of the, like, you know, map, I actually heard that it'll be, I think, 4 times bigger than the GTA, like, you know, 5, wow, like, map. So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty, pretty, like, you know, big overall, like, game. But, yeah.
You want, like, a lot of stuff to do in the game. Like, taking back to Fortnite, that's probably why challenges were so, like, people loved doing challenges, because there's, like, something to do. You have to explore the map, you have to kill or, you know, mine this type of material to get these rewards. So I don't know if, were you thinking of something like that for GTA 6?
No, I was just more thinking of, like, you know, like, locations to explore, like NPCs that you can talk to, and like side missions, a lot of stuff that was in Red Dead Redemption 2. I want that, actually.
You don't skip the dialogue?
Never. You never skip, like, the dialogue, bro.
Cutscenes? Okay, valid.
Does anyone here skip the dialogue?
No.
No?
No.
Unless I played it before.
Bro.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's just me. I just spam A, bro. I'm like, bro, like, just give me the next mission.
You even,
I
do that.
Enjoy
only
the
in,
games you play?
Is it, like, weird if I only do that in Nintendo games?
I've only, like, played Nintendo games, like, basically.
Luigi's Mansion 3, I'm just like, come on.
Like, when I'm playing, like, Mario Odyssey or something, I'm like, bro, just let me play the game, please.
I think it depends on what is actually being said in the dialogue.
Like, if it's, is like the dialogue in Mario story based or, like, objective based? Like, are they telling you what to do and where to go, or telling you the lore.
If it's story based, I feel like
I would never skip a story. You can't skip that. I will skip instructions 90% of the time, and then I will get lost.
You know what? That's what happened to me in like Kingdom Hearts. Oh, I'd skip the story because that was like my first non-Nintendo game. So I played Kingdom Hearts like, I think it was one of the remixes for PS4 where it had multiple bundles of it. And man, bro, the amount of time that I spent like realizing that like, shoot, bro, I shouldn't have skipped the dialogue. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But I'm going to still do it, man. No one can stop me.
No one can stop you.
Yeah, bro. Amrit, what else do you have to say about the creative process of GTA?
Creative process. So, I mean, like, honestly, I think Ange explained, everything pretty, briefly. So, I mean, yeah, you know,
yeah, and
big
just
ups
like,
to, you know, Ange.
But, I guess a summary.
Mm.
Like, we had, okay, this is not even in the game, but this is just what I noticed with our, like, wish lists.
Mm.
Like, for example, me. Like, I really like move sets like Mario or like Sonic where you can do like parkour or like,
yeah,
you know, some difficult stuff. David likes exploring. There's that. And then Stuart, what did you say that you wanted?
Like your choices.
Your choices interact with the story. So all those elements are like, those are pretty big creative elements that I guess you could see. Stuart, what's your favorite game?
Minecraft, probably.
Story mode or what?
Just Minecraft?
Because like I was thinking like those styles, I guess game styles.
Mm. Also like really, really like Baldur's Gate 3. That's probably top 10 favorite game.
Telltale.
Baldur's Gate 3, okay.
I've never finished it though. It's so long.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like even the mechanics of a game can attract different types of players.
Oh yeah.
Like the one reason why I don't like games like Elden Ring or like Dark Souls types game is because like we're like so slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the movement feels almost too realistic and it's sluggish. I like movement like in like obviously Mario where you're like springing around the place or Sonic where you're so fast, or even like Hollow Knight where you get moves over time, but at the end like you can be like really fast, have a lot of combos. So that's why games like those really attract me. I know David, your favorite game is Red Dead Redemption 2.
That, yeah,
and you get to explore a lot in that game, right? You get to interact with a ton of NPCs, so those are probably your type of games, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah,
that's fire.
So
Storage games in general.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's so it, you can see, depending on the type of player you want, it's not just about the artistic style of the game or even the story of the game or even the map of the game. Even the, I guess, the core, I guess, like, strengths of the game. You know what I mean? Like, you know how there's, like, core skills?
Yeah.
Like, maybe one game prioritizes free roam. Another game prioritizes moveset, right? Mm-hmm. So what your game prioritizes also lets you know what type of gamers you will attract in that game.
Oh yeah.
Right?
For sure.
So if you have a lot of different types of ways to play it, you know, I guess. But the one problem with that, in my opinion, is that you get such a big audience that it's almost like hard to please everyone. Yeah. Like one thing I realized with Fortnite, especially when there's like an update, it's always a split between the competitive community and the casual community every single time, right?
Yeah.
So then when you have a game like I guess Mario try to cater to maybe people, like if Mario tried to cater to Souls games, I don't feel like it would be as popular. Like Souls, like the Souls-like community, you know, because it's not a
Dark
Mario
Souls
game.
And like Skyrim and like those type of like dark, like,
like if they tried games to make his moveset realistic and like him slower, I don't feel like it would work, right?
No.
So that also plays in part with the brand too. But yeah, anyways, Amrit, thank you so much for talking about GTA. Next up, it's your turn. What game are you going to bring to us next week?
Next week, we are going to be talking about Red Dead Redemption 2, also by Rockstar Games, same people who made GTA 5. So stay tuned for that.
Wonderful. And if you guys haven't heard of Red Dead Redemption 2 or haven't played it like myself, stay tuned for the next episode where the expert David will walk us through why the game was so amazing. We'll see you all next week.
Peace.
Peace out,
bro. We're so good at this. What the heck?
Yeah, good.
Thanks for watching the Gamers Workshop. Let me run you through the menu. Here's the pause screen. Here's the quit button. Are you sure you want to quit? Okay.